For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Howard Bison basketball head coach Kenny Blakeney with me. Coach, I got to ask you, first of all, how are you doing? How's your wife Tracy doing? How's Naomi doing, coach?
Boss Man, how you doing, bro? It's good to see you. Always great to be on your show. Family's good. Tracy's good. Naomi's good. They still let me come in the house and sleep in the bed. So right now, everything's groovy, man.
Coach, I'm doing good in summer time, coach. I could actually not have as less problems I have during the year. If you can only imagine.
Hey, boss, man, you seem real relaxed right now.
Yes, I'm at home in my basement away from certain things I deal with every day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, coach. Hey, man. Coach Blakeney, you can't in your fourth year, man. Last year was a big jump for you guys, man. 16 wins, 9 in the MEAC. Tell me, how's it feel to see actually the progress over at the Dream Factory coming to fruition, brother?
I'm really happy. You know, I think when I look at my tenure here, you know, year one was such an adjustment. And we got in, there was several players from the last regime that staff had recruited. And certainly I think when I'm looking at the roster and roster management, they recruited those young men to play along with, you know, CJ, Charles Williams, and also RJ Cole. So they were some really solid, I think, role players that fit with what CJ and RJ both did well. Taking over, we tried to go and piece together some young potential. I was the second to last hire in Division I. So there wasn't much of a transfer portal then, but there was a lot of movement. And our administration was really set on having us bring in really good high school students. And after going through my first year and seeing, you know, college basketball as a head coach and then seeing our league, everyone was older. So for me, it was like, okay, year two, let's see if we can get older. Let's see if we can get more talent that can blend in with this young group that we have, this young core that I thought could be really good down the line. And we went out and we were able to get McCore Maker. We were able to get Nojel Eastern. We were able to get some guys that I thought could move the needle. And then COVID happened. So we go into year three, which for me, I really call year two. And we had a great group of guys and the chemistry really connected. And we were able to bring in Randy Brumont from Columbia University, along with Ty Bibbs, Elijah Hawkins, Steve Settle now is a year older. So the pieces of the puzzle started to come together. But the one thing that was, I think, that helped it ignite was the chemistry. And so going into year four, which I'm looking at year three, chemistry is the only thing I'm really talking about and thinking about right now, because we were able to, I think, trend in the right direction by just the type of personalities that came together, boss man, on our team to really help us move the needle.
And Coach, just be honest, you all could have won really 20 games because it was some tough losses here and there you had. So for your young men to know that, hey, if we made a play or two here and there, we could have had 20 wins. But also going down the road, you can't practice those situations in late games. You can't. So having to go through it live against the other jersey going to help them this year and down the road for you guys, I think, in my opinion, Coach.
No, that's a great point, boss man, and I appreciate you bringing it up. You know, it was the first winning season at Howard University in 20 years. Howard's only had three winning seasons, 1992, 2002, and now 2022 in the last 30 years of our program. So I'm saying that to say is like, we had to learn how to win again. Like we had to learn how to win. And we had guys in our program that, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, have never been in those situations sometimes with those close games and understanding what to do. So we can practice game situations. We can prepare our team. You know, we can pat them on the back and give rah-rah speeches as much as possible. But it's still in that fire with those lights on, a different type of, I think, reaction that, you know, you can have either positively or negatively. You know, in those kind of situations. And in some situations we had success and other situations we didn't, and see if we can, you know, grow and learn from those experiences that we had last year.
No doubt. And this summer, Coach, how much are you doing teams versus individuals? So I figure you're probably doing more development because you don't really have to start off from scratch anymore. You can just work on guys' games this summer, get them bigger, stronger, faster, and grow their games on the court as well.
Boss man, that's a great point. We talked about that last night. Our guys just got into town on Monday for second session summer school. So we have the majority of our guys here now. Right at this point in time, I just want to see them play. So we're using our practice time just for those guys to play pickup and to watch them daily, to kind of get to know them a little bit so we can see what we need to implement and how we need to play. You know, one of the things I'm thinking about and talking about is that with our staff, I thought last year at the end of the season, we burnt out, like we maxed out. I thought we squeezed all the lemon juice out of the lemon. And, you know, how do I now take this group and maximize it in a way, boss man, where we're still kind of fresh at that point in time? Like we had some, you know, different body types last year, some thin bodies, guys that are 6'10", but 165 pounds or so, or guys that are 6'5 and 170 pounds. So to rev them up in a way that, you know, we were able to early on, I thought it really gave us an opportunity to win games early and play well early, but we were not able to sustain it. I thought after our trip to Cleveland, playing against Morgan State at the NBA All-Star game, and then coming back and turning around and playing Coppin State a day later or 2 days later, was kind of like, you know, the thing that really, I thought we kind of like, you know, shot our load right there at that point in time. that weekend or that 3-day period. And our bodies just never was the same after that.
No doubt, Coach. And I feel like this man, the success you had got you to the NBA draft combine, the coach. How was that coaching that combine up there, man?
It was incredible. You know, boss man, you're very familiar with the league and how it operates and how it runs. And we're in meetings with, you know, Jimmy Borland, the former coach of the Chicago Bulls, and he gives us a playbook and there's 20 plays in it. And he's like, learn this by tomorrow. So it's, you know, thank God we ran half of the stuff that's in there. So it wasn't that much of an adjustment, but there is so much more that takes place on the NBA game where the details, and I think the fine points of, you know, clock management or execution or, you know, positions on the floor with spacing is a lot more detailed than a college game. And, you know, we've been studying, which was kind of cool over the last couple of years with a lot of NBA teams. I know everybody has mostly been working from home. And since we've been home, one of the things we've done is we've really studied a lot with NBA programs. So I've had some familiarity with it, but to actually be thrown in the fire, that was, you know, kind of neat. And I think like one of those life experiences that will give me, you know, more as we're moving forward down the line.
No doubt. And also, I saw you met the vice president and first gentleman at Bird Genesee over there. Tell me about that, Coach. That'd be fun for you, man.
Yeah, we were contacted by the Department of Education to be a part of the 50th anniversary of Title IX. And, you know, a friend of mine is the chief of state for the Department of Education. And she reached out and was like, you know, we would love the Howard men's and women's program to be a part of this event that we're throwing and run a basketball clinic. You know, little did we know that in the agenda, you know, the first lady, the vice president, and along with the second gentleman would show up. And we were told as soon as she walked in, she was like, we're the Bison. I want to meet the Bison. So we had an opportunity to discuss some leadership. She saw Coach Tyler Thornton's shoes and was very interested in his Nikes that he had on, and wanted to talk, you know, about the Howard Bison a little bit. So what a wonderful experience for not only our staff, but for our student athletes and our university.
No doubt, Coach. And also, man, it has to help you with recruiting as well, having them so close to you guys. And also, it was a finalist for the Ben Jobe and Skip Prosser Award, which are two great men again on college basketball. How did that make you feel, man?
Boss, man, it was for me, it was, I can't fake it or lie, I was really moved. You know, you go through 1 year and you win four games, you go through your second year and you win one out of four, one out of five games, whatever our record was. And to fight, scratch, and claw, you know, to get to the point where you can have a plus 500 season. But not only that, you know, you have things in place like voter registration. You have things in place like some of the community service things that we've done as a program to really, I think, help shape and mold our young men. It meant a lot. I hear all the conversations and I hear all the whispers. I'm not a guy that runs from that. I embrace it. So those things fuel me. I, you know, those things absolutely fuel me. So to go from a point where, you know, oh, this guy can't coach, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, to have someone acknowledge, you know, not only me, but our program for the success that we're having, it meant a lot.
I have a couple more for you, Coach, before you get out of here. How has the game changed in your mind since you played at Duke, man? I feel like the game is more five out, seeing what the Warriors do, seeing what, even though the Hawks do with the four-way go thing that we do. How's the game changing your mind, Coach, since you've played now and you're coaching the game and on the college level now?
That's a great question. For me, playing at Duke, Coach K was one of the first coaches to kind of start playing a little bit of a five-out and certainly four-round one. When I came into college and growing up during the era I grew up in, it was always a power forward, which was a true power forward and probably more of a five. And a center. So you would play more high low, or you would play block to block, five and five, right? So the spacing was challenging in a way where those opportunities and those kind of gaps and lanes, you didn't have to be able to spread the court in that way to penetrate and maybe move the ball from one side to the other. Boss man, the other thing is that, you know, 80% of the NBA play is pick and roll, dribble handoff, or standing handoff. So you're getting in more of, you know, two-man action, trying to get downhill, trying to get the ball to the other side to create matchups of either, you know, I talk about this all the time. We want to play where we can get advantages on 5-on-4, 4-on-3, 3-on-2, 2-on-1. And that's where the game has kind of gone. So when you have pick and rolls are designed to create those type of mismatches, getting downhill or to create action on the backside. So those are some of the things that the game has changed. When you look at it defensively, boss man, you know, when I grew up in my era of college basketball, Bobby Knight, Coach K, they were about being in passing lanes and denying. So now when you see, you know, some of the stuff where Tony Bennett and other programs are, they're talking about like defending more in the gaps or boxes and elbows. And I hope that's not being too technical.
Oh, no, it's not.
But the vision of that is to kind of create opportunities. So now there's not much penetration going downhill. And you can be more in a supportive position to help your teammate. So those are some of the things that have, I think have changed in defending ball screens is certainly another thing. If you have 80% of the game of the NBA game now using ball screens, there has to be a lot of technical details that have changed and been innovated to defend those type of offensive possessions. So I think some of those things have been the biggest change in college basketball.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports content. What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests, events with first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. Where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.